Hello to all friends and fans of the pulp, paper, and bioproducts industries. Welcome to our exciting Spectrum podcast, where today we'll be finding out about two very exciting pulp and tissue projects at Brussels Lençois Paulista Mill in Brazil. We will be hearing about Project Star for pulp and Project Tissue for, you guessed it, tissue. I am Mark Rushton, and I will be your host. Brussels Project Tissue is a benchmark for efficiency, quality, and environmental performance in the global industry. It has been built right next to one of the world's largest and most sustainable pulp mills, Brussels Lençois Paulista Mill in Brazil. The so-called Project Star switches easily between production of kraft pulp and dissolving pulp according to the market demand and delivers free steam, power, and slush fiber directly to the tissue mill next door, a perfect location. For both projects, Andritz was chosen as EPCC supplier and supplied engineering, procuring, constructing, and civil constructing of the plants. For Project Star, Andritz's scope of supply included the complete wood processing plant, the world's largest recovery boiler, two hardwood fiber lines, two pulp drying systems, and the world's largest non-condensable gas treatment system. The focus was the use of side streams in the recovery cycle. For Project Tissue, Andritz delivered four Primeline tissue machines. Today we have invited Marcelo Montanhez de Lima from Brussels, who is the Tissue Project Senior Manager. We've also invited Rafael Sottoli, Director of Operations from Andritz, and Klaus Bletchinger, Vice President of Tissue, also from Andritz, to tell us about these two impressive projects. Gentlemen, great to have you with us. So let's have a look at Project Star first. Marcelo, can you please tell us about this benchmark pulp mill?
We start in 2018, the Star project. That's a very challenging project to produce 3 million tons per year of kraft pulp and design also for dissolving pulp. So we have two parallel lines that can produce either kraft or dissolving. So we did a project that put everything in balance from wood yard to dry machine, chemical plant to recovery boiler. So design is quite different for regular project. Once dissolving kraft process are quite different. So we combine all the possibilities. We have also some guidelines from the group. The group asked for the biggest pulp mill and the greenest plant. The reason that we are using no fossil fuel in the plant, we have a wood gasification to produce gas to lime kiln, and emission are very below the environmental permit in São Paulo state, including nitrogen emission and NOx in lime kiln. And also we are very low in water consumption. So that plant is really a combination of all the best technology, process, environmental, and it allows a very good performance.
Excellent, Marcelo. Can you tell us about the advantages of the location of the mill in São Paulo state in Brazil?
São Paulo site is the countryside, is the area that forest has the biggest growth productivity in Brazil because of soil and rain combination. Also the genetic forest we have. So we have very good forest productivity. We are in the location that we have good roads, railroads, almost close to the port by train. So strategically is a really important site. And now for paper, it again, the site will be strategic once we are very close to the main final consumer in Brazil. So the main market is in São Paulo capital, that we are 300 kilometers. The second market is São Paulo countryside, where we are located at. So it allowed us to have some good advantage in the business.
Excellent. Project Star looks like an immense and interesting project when it comes to fiber-line technology, as well as to environmental standards. Marcelo, staying with you, can you please tell us about the challenge of Project Star?
Star project had many, many challenges that we overcome. First one is the size of the mill. So we reached the biggest production in the market, also the greenest project as possible, and a combination of crafty and dissolving pulp. Then in the sequence, of course, the fossil-free energy matrix that also we did by gasifier installation in before the lime kiln. Then the sequence of the commissioning startup and to put this giant in operation was really amazing. And from project or from the, let's say, the first purchase order that was the cover boiler to the startup, we are talking about 24 months. Most of the equipment never manufactured before, big like this.
So excellent. Thank you very much, Marcelo. Rafael, moving on to you. Can you tell us your experience of the STAR project from the Andritz point of view?
Project STAR was one of the largest and most sustainable pulp mills in the world. So operate with this highest environment standards. But in addition to the reference that it's already solid from our side, with this high capacity wood process plant, the largest pulp mills in the world, the largest recovery boilers in the world, and it's using the self-developed Acon Flex continuous craft and solve pulp technology. This technology enables to switch from craft to dissolving in a very short time and keeping the production in a high level.
Excellent, Rafael. Great. It sounds like a really interesting project. Do you have any comments about the execution of the project and the teamwork with Brasell?
Yeah, the teamwork with Brasell is excellent since the design phase, since we have started to discuss about the project. Always proactivity, discuss about the possibilities of improvements and cooperation to optimize the result. Doesn't matter the issue and who was the main part in charge of the tasks, the discussion was always in a proactive way. And with this behavior and that we have been really combined the expertise from both sides, we have run and concluded the project in time. Even with the pandemic time that we have with the COVID, and have a startup in a very fast learning curve, reaching the top quality of pulp production.
Thank you, Rafael. That was really good. Next to the pulp mill, Brasell decided to build the world's largest and greenest tissue mill with four of the latest PrimeLine tissue machines from Andritz, which will be starting up later this year. The mill is set to become a benchmark for efficiency, quality, and environmental performance in the global industry. Marcelo, back to you. Could you tell us why it was so efficient to build the tissue mill next to the pulp mill?
We use pulp by pipeline, steam produced from the wood, and power that came is also from the steam generating the mill. And also power from solar panels. We are installing the biggest solar panel project in America on the roof of the building. So again, we are going for a very greenest paper production.
Thank you. Sounds like the perfect location, Marcelo. Moving on to Klaus, can you tell us why it's a win-win situation for Bruxelles and Andritz to implement this project together?
First of all, Andritz and the RGE Group had already a globally very well-working cooperation. Because of that, the repetition factor and this proven high performance really represents a significant advantage for both. Then I think the EPCC, this is something which definitely is a win-win for both parties because saves a lot of resources also for Brazil. I think in the execution of the project and contains a lot of responsibility more beyond whatever has been done on the Andritz side. And I think that lets both companies grow in a significant way. One important factor, as Marcelo already mentioned, and also Rafael, that both companies have basically their focus on CO2 footprint reduction and on sustainability. And I think we can proudly claim that this is one of the most sustainable installation in tissue which we have been realizing. So this is something very important for both companies. And last but not least, a win-win for both parties definitely is also the strong local presence of Andritz in Brazil, which definitely supports the project in a very high manner.
Great. Thank you, Klaus. But what sets Andritz PrimeLine technology apart from other tissue machine manufacturers?
What differs us or sets the PrimeLine technology apart of other tissue machine manufacturers is also our steam hood technology combined with our Andritz steel Yankees, and this also in combination with the shoe presses, which really reduced the energy consumption to an utmost low level. Another really good factor for our PrimeLine technology is, which brings us forward, is our stock preparation. And I think in this area, we anyhow are the market leader globally. And this supports also the optimal operation of the tissue machine because fiber development is something really important for the operation and the final quality of the paper, which should be produced.
Thanks, Klaus. Could you also tell us a little bit more about the environmental benefits of PrimeLine technology?
Yeah, I think the environmental benefits start already in the stock preparation, where we try to refine with a very low energy consumption and try to decrease also the energy consumption of the stock preparation system, which is quite intensive in that area already, and goes on with our double dilution concept for energy reduction. And then definitely if we go further to the tissue machine itself, it's the usage of the steam and the tissue machines being integrated with the pulp mill, using the steam from the pulp mill and instead of using gas. So also the entire drying process is definitely a benefit of those specific tissue machines. And then, as I said before, combined with the shoe press, the Yankee, the steel Yankee, in that area, we are definitely the leading supplier. And all that, again, for energy reduction. What we also tried in that installation is to have an utmost closed water loop system in order to reduce the freshwater consumption to a very low level. And last but not least, we believe also with the use of the matrix, we can also significantly reduce the fiber losses. So I think this is those are the most benefits of this installation, yeah.
Thank you, Klaus. Marcelo, moving back to you, Project Tissue is one of the largest orders in the tissue industry and the largest for Andritz. Can you tell us about the progress of the tissue project?
We are now on track in the project. entire project include all the connection with the pulp mill and also converting lines and also the logistics. So Andritz represent the main part of the project, let's say 60-65%. That's on track, a little bit ahead of the schedule. That's really good. We are very proud that we are in the project. We are going close to 2 million hours, working hours, without any accident. So this is really good for us. And quality of the project is good, no deviation so far. And we are now looking for the startup.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And one final question, Marcelo. Can you tell us why Andritz was chosen for the projects? And you also mentioned a positive surprise. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Reason is that Andritz work very well on EPC contract model. So other reference in the market, and Star Project also was a very good reference. And beside that, we have a proven technology supplier, no doubt about that. And also Andritz accepted the challenge to do equipment never did before, big like that. So let's talk about the recovery wallet. That's unique. A really good surprise was the first dissolving grade campaign. That was really, really perfect. So we had no loss, no plugging, no stop, no production losses. So it was much better than the best optimist scenario we planned.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the excellent discussion and telling us all about these amazingly interesting projects at Bracell. The Bracell Star project, as well as the tissue project, were challenging orders for Andritz, especially concerning the size of the projects and the environmental standards. But with good cooperation of the two companies and excellent teamwork, the projects went very smoothly. To find out more about Project Star and Project Tissue, please visit our website. The address is in the show notes of this podcast. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.